Speaking from the Comptroller submitting an informational report regarding the upgrade of Ceridian Time Pro to a new system called Ceridian Dayforce Workforce Management Services. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Mask.
One of the things that we've been looking at is upgrading our Ceridian time and attendance system and continuing to move along with Ceridian. And Ceridian, the time and attendance product that we have was not a product of Ceridian, but it was something that they were supporting. But now they've developed their own product. And we've taken a look at it. We provided a demonstration of it to county departments. And one of the things that we liked about it was some of the additional reporting in that that it would provide to managers. Some of the attendance tracking and overtime analysis that was there, and taking away some of the cumbersomeness of the current system. We looked at that system and worked with them. On this page here, the fiscal impact to implement this is a cost of $215,000 plus an additional fee of about $100,000 for putting it in, the staging fee and the project management. Plus, we would have to buy new time clocks of about $218,000. Down in the bottom paragraph underneath that, it says the annual maintenance fee will be, it's about $19,000 of cost a month, and annual maintenance fee will have to be paid for the time clocks, approximately $29,000. When one of the questions that was asked of us is, what is this cost comparison on an annual basis going to be versus the current product? The current product of CTA costs us about $132,000 a year, and this product on an annual basis was cost us about $226,000 a year, or an additional $95,000 a year for this product. But we think with the additional enhancements and that this product provides an improvement over the current product and provides better management tools also.
Any questions, comments? Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for that description, Mr. Mansky. I know I was not here when the Ceridian was put in, was installed, but I'm aware that it had, there were a lot of headaches and big problems with the implementation of that system. And I believe that it's currently not very popular amongst our county staff and employees as well. You're saying, I heard you say earlier, this will the new system will take away the encumbrance of the current system. Can you expound on that, please?
Well, some of the cumbersome, you know, it just deals with on the central area of the central payroll area. When the first system first came up, there were a number of implementation issues that we have, and a number of departments were, let's say, less than pleased with the product. And so one of the things that we've worked with over the years is to make improvements, and our payroll manager, Sue Drummond, has worked with departments individually and gone through with them to take away a lot of the concerns that they had regarding the product. And additional work had to be done with Behavioral Health Division and with the House of Correction, those areas, because of the complication of some of their time. And entry in that. So she's been able to do a lot of that. But what departments are looking for is there's a lot of data that they enter into the system, but it's not easy for them to get the data out of the system, you know, in order to do management reports, to find out how people are reporting their time, and to take care of all of that. And so this product provides a much better thing much better reporting tools out of it and much better tracking mechanisms within it. And the cumbersome nature kind of comes in our office from the standpoint of how we do the processing and do the time through it. We're working right now to make more efficiency in the time and attendance system. We've made a lot of improvements out in the departments to take away the issues that they have, but we want to continue to grow the system and to have it be more user-friendly and manager to be able to use it on a better basis.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, a couple more brief questions.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can you give us an idea how the cost of implementation of this system and the maintenance of this system, how does that compare to the current system?
The one of the things that I've found with the Ceridian product, and since Ceridian is not unique to just government, it's a time payroll system for any unit that's out there. So it's what they've found is their methodology for implementation is that these fees are very minimal. They want to work with you in order to get the product in. If we're talking about a financial system, you're going to see fees of a much larger basis. So they want to work with you so that you maintain the product and you're the up-to-date with their system. We don't maintain any of the systems here for Ceridian. All of the processing that is done at their sites, at their locations. One of the things that we are able to do now, for example, when we had the issues with the fire at the courthouse, I was able to establish my payroll staff immediately over at the Department of Audit. I got them computers. They didn't need paper. They were able to do everything electronically and do all of the approvals and everything, and we were able to get the payroll processed on time and done. And you kind of look at things, you go through that type of a situation, you realize what are the things that I need to change in order to process things on a more timely basis and to get them done. And I could get that group reestablished within a half a day because everything is electronic. And I still have certain departments that use paper time cards who have to hand enter those in because they haven't wanted to change over. And those are the departments that we're looking with this system to move them more to an electronic basis of time entry and those types of things. So their fees for implementation are not that expensive, but where the increase in costs will be in the monthly charge we have to pay, but it'll be an additional $100,000 a year for that cost. But what we're trying to do is be more electronic so that we can get the data and then report on that data too.
Okay. Interesting. Thank you. One more question, Mr. Chair. A lot of our departments have some of our departments have very old systems in them, old computer systems, old electronic record systems. And one obstacle I think we'll find is when an attempt is made or a consideration is made to move to a new record-keeping system, a new information system, the data on these old systems is stored in a very proprietary fashion. That is to say, it's difficult to take that data and export it in a way so that a new system is able to use it. I'm deliberately oversimplifying that, but the old proprietary data systems, and now we're moving to apparently a new proprietary data system. I'm not trying to judge Ceridian's methods or systems here. I'm not that familiar with, not nearly familiar enough with them to say what they're doing is good or bad or anything like that. What I'm asking Mr. Mansky is, will this new system have, standards built into it that'll make it easy for us to move the data, say in 10, 20 years, whatever the next upgrade is, will be easy to move the data from this system into a new system?
The expectation that we place on the vendor, we place on Ceridian, and that many of their customers place on them is the ease of access to the data and the ability to move that data, you know, if we choose to move to a different vendor someday and go to a different vendor. And what you tend to find is that they've all built their system such that they can do that. The problem we had with our old system, which was on a mainframe, our previous Genesis system, is that our access to that, the mainframe, while the mainframe is still up, we can still go back and access that data. But we can't under Ceridian. So that's one of the problems we have. And we can't access some of the data. We've made some printouts of the data, but under Ceridian, and one of the reasons we moved to Ceridian or moved to an entity where the data is available is having access to the data, have them maintain the controls for that, but also to be able, and one of the reasons we want to do the upgrade here is to continue with the product and continue moving forward so that we maintain this data the year. We've had this since 2007, the end of 2007, and continue to maintain that data and the access to that data.
So you think by sticking with Ceridian, Mr. Chairman, they'll be you're foreseeing continuity of access to
yes.
the data. Okay. And I'm sorry, I misunderstood one thing you said, Mr. Meske. Did you say there was you were unable to access the data that was on the mainframe?
The previous system we had, Genesis, prior to 2007, which goes that data goes back to probably 1990. Okay. That data we can access it as long as the mainframe exists. Okay. We go in and access that data. We've been trying to figure out ways to get some of that data pulled off of there because people still come back years later and saying, I worked in 2004. Okay, so we've got to prove that that individual worked in 2004, so we go back into that system. I'm just saying you're sometimes caught in your technology, as you're pointing out, and one of the things we realized we had to do is we couldn't get caught anymore, and so we're trying to avoid getting caught, especially with payroll data, because people come back years later and it's very important to them to find that information out. We use it for retirement information for the pension system. We use it to prove for Social Security benefits. We use it for unemployment comp related issues. It's very important to maintain, and especially the security around that data too.
Very good, very good. Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I think the openness, or at least the ability to access our data, cannot be undervalued, especially given how many electronic systems we have for keeping all sorts of records today. So when we do have data that's locked up in old proprietary systems, mm-hmm. It causes great expense down the road. So I'm glad Mr. Meske is aware of it, and thank you for your attention to that, sir. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor, Mr. Meske, I am going to, the chairwoman is here, and we're going to go out of order and take up item 26, and then we'll return to items 20 and 21.
Okay, just one more quick question.
Supervisor Schmidt has a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and you know the technological field. But when we do budgeting, now I mean this $536,000 is this absorbed by your office? Is this in IMSD's budget? How are we working that out too?
The $536,000, there is a non-departmental budget for the payroll human resource system, and there are funds within there that we can pay for this cost. So there is money already within that budget to pay for this cost. So this doesn't require anything from the contingency account or any of that nature.
All right, thank you.
Any more questions on item 19?
19.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.